What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attendance-wise, all but James are here and accounted for. Joey Bosa will not participate today. He pulled a calf, I believe it was late last week, Thursday, I believe. So he'll be out for more than likely the foreseeable springtime at least, and then we'll get into training camp. Should be good to go by training camp. Understand it just happened late last week, so still in kind of the exploratory phase of what that's going to mean.
Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott just a few minutes ago speaking with the media ahead of practice, which I believe has started probably about 2 minutes ago. This is the only media day for Bills OTAs. They'll then have another one next Tuesday. James Cook, not present, I don't want to say not surprising, but
no.
It's not time to raise the alarms. It's voluntary. It is, though, somewhat noticeable that he is the only player to not be in attendance, because I know we just talked with Sal Capaccio, who was wondering if Allen would be there because of his upcoming wedding. Well
he's got his tournament,
yeah,
and that's there. Simple as that.
He's there.
I
still think the biggest news, and so frustrating, but also not surprising in a way, is Joey Bosa picking up a calf injury that is seemingly going to, well, and you heard there in the clip there, it's still in the early stages, but it appears it's going to hold him out for the rest of the spring. And to be fair, if that's already the thought process, my feelings on it's still the like exploratory phase, we're still trying to find all the details,
yeah,
actually doesn't make me feel any better.
No.
You're likely not going to find, oh, actually, it's less severe than we thought. If anything, you'll find out, hey, he's going to miss the first 2 weeks of training camp. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but this is almost expected now.
Joey Bosa's body, why do you hate Joey Bosa? Is more or less like I guess the best way to ask it.
Mm-hmm.
The worst way to say anything at this point is, am I really already counting him out for the season? The one season he's going to be here?
Or not necessarily counting him out, but just basically being like, I can never rely on him.
That's what I mean. Like, I can't rely on him at all.
Yeah, and I can't look ahead to the schedule going, hey, he's going to be big here in this game. No,
cool.
You can't.
Joey Bosa in October is going to be awesome. And then not having him in, like, again, I'm assuming things, I'm getting mad and I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I never loved that signing to start, and I can't believe that it's already being proven right as to why. But the story of the narrative of injuries is always, you're hurt until you're not. You're always injury prone until you're not. Unfortunately, the till you're not is not here.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, with two of the most recent injury-prone labeled acquisitions for multiple Buffalo teams, Joey Bosa and then Josh Norris played 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Sometimes it is what it is. And I don't know how else to explain it without saying something that would be like kind of out of pocket. So, yeah, Bosa's already injured, and I'm happy that the Bills got Landon Jackson. That makes me feel a lot better.
Makes you feel a lot better.
It makes me feel a lot better because you got probably a starting caliber player who the Bills were rumored to be wanting to take in the first round.
Or at least people wouldn't have complained all that much.
People that were mocking him to the Bills in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
They got him in the third. All right. I hope you're as good as your athletic score says.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the number to call. Thoughts on Joey Bosa, injury, calf injury, and James Cook not there at voluntary OTAs. He's the only player not there. We'll say on Bosa as well. I think maybe the most frustrating thing about his injuries is when he is on the field.
He's good.
Exactly what the Bills need. His last full season that he had, it was in 2021, 16 games. He had 10.5 sacks, 43 pressures. Quarterback knockdowns, 11. Hurries, 21 of them. Great player. A great player. He's the kind of guy, though, that the Chargers wouldn't have let go. They would have just kept him. But then over the next three seasons, in 2022, he plays 5 games. In 23, he plays 9 games. In 24, he plays 14 games, only starts 9 of them, though. And you're also seeing, as well, the injuries have started to take a toll. Last year, ultimately playing 14 games, he only has 5 sacks. He has 8 QB knockdowns, 19 pressures. You know, the numbers are starting to go. 6 hurries. The numbers are going down as the injuries have picked up. His body is starting to fall apart. And it's frustrating, too. He is in a position in football that you can kind of go a lot longer. Pass rushers can be very, very good.
Yes.
Up to in their mid-30s.
Look at his now former teammate, Khalil Mack.
Yeah. Who's putting up great years at, what, 36?
Yeah.
But now you got to hope. And you said in the break, too. Now I need Landon Jackson to be a starter because I cannot rely on Joey Bosa to be. I need Landon Jackson.
I can't rely on him to be healthy in the playoffs.
Yeah, because that's the big thing. You sign Joey Bosa for January. I fully agree on that. You're going to get to January. I just need you to show up then. But you're right. I can't. And that was my point too. I can't now look at big games and go, we're going to need Joey Bosa there. When's he healthy?
Thank goodness their schedule is not that great.
Mm-hmm.
Because this honestly could mean the difference between the Bills getting a 1 seed, for example, something they have yet to do with this regime, and not.
Yeah.
That could be the difference.
That's been the big part.
Yeah. So it's an annoyance. I think I need to treat it as such. But yeah, there's going to be a trust issue at this point on a signing that I didn't love.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, if you went in there already kind of looking at the, and I think everybody did. Everyone looked at this as, you know, low floor because of the injury history and it's a 1-year deal, what have you. But if you did get 14 games out of him, 15 games out of him.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
Him and he's healthy in the playoffs. This works. This is fantastic.
I think I'm going to take my hatred out on the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wait, why? Oh, Hendrickson?
Yeah, because they keep being non-committal about anything, either trade or signing with him, to a point where teams were like, yeah, no, we're not going to bother talking to you. So then you have to go and sign a player like a Bosa for a one-year deal. It's not like Bosa's season's over either.
No,
it's just,
no.
I'm blaming the Cincinnati Bengals for my annoyance.
But the Bills did add a ton on the defensive line.
I hope the Bengals win six games.
They're not. They're going to have an okay season. I say okay season. I don't know necessarily
nope,
if
no,
they're going to be a
I
good
have
team.
Nothing but contempt for them right now.
But ultimately, when you look at the Bills, I think the
because
Bills
I'm annoyed.
Got somewhat prepared for Bosa to not be there with the additions of guys like Michael Hoyt, who they actually did sign to a three-year deal. He is the much longer guy.
Yes.
They do draft Landon Jackson, and there were rumblings. Yeah, they would have been felt much better second round, first round, but it ultimately was Harrison was the elite trait guy in the first round. TJ Sanders is one of the last guys that they saw, or at least, you know, draft experts saw as both the run defense and pass defense abilities at a defensive tackle spot, and then they go get Jackson. I also think as well, Javon Salmon in his second year. What's
yeah.
he going to do is much more of the quote-unquote pass rushing specialist. We'll see about that. It's just Bosa was supposed to be.
And he still can be. Let's go ahead and make that perfectly clear. It's that I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed that the injury-prone player got injured. Again.
Before
and almost right
serious
away.
Serious practices, yeah.
But, yeah, like maybe it will be something that. Could it be something that affects him all year, for example? Could it be a lingering thing and it take away from his effectiveness? You never like to hear those possibilities creep into your mind in that sort of sense. With Cook, though, and I do think that, you know, I don't want to hyperfixate on, yeah, the DN pulled his calf before major practices started. And he'll still likely be available by training camp. If he's not, then we got a problem.
Mm.
So we'll let I'll let future Derek worry about this. James Cook. He's not there. He's the only one that is not present. This does happen. And I think my initial thoughts for this are, yeah, it would have been nice to bury this once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
There's a non-zero chance that he does that he shows up for anything, you know, further on into the spring. There's a non-zero chance that he holds out of OTAs and minicamp entirely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that there's a non-zero chance. But I also still am very confident on the other side of this with the confidence issue. I'm still very confident that James Cook will show up when it matters, when training camp begins. He might take the fines for missing minicamp. That's only 4 days.
He might, yeah.
Like, it is what it is at that point. You eat it to try to make a statement. Most athletes will. If they're looking for a new contract, it is, yeah, we'll eat the minicamp one, but... Once it starts getting expensive, that's when holdouts end.
Yeah.
And training camp is where it would catch up to him, and I don't think that he will do that. So I'm still ultimately confident that he shows up on time for training camp.
Especially, I do think McDermott said that they've been in contact with Cook. And
that is
and
encouraging.
And he'll be here when he's
ready.
When
he's ready.
Yeah.
And when I think when he's ready is when he has to be here.
Mm-hmm.
OTAs, he doesn't have to be here. Minicamp, he does. And I do think that there's a higher chance of him obviously being there for mandatory minicamp than within these next 2 weeks. So when he's ready, he'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach sounded confident about that. I'm okay with him sounding confident about that because that makes me feel better. I need Sean to be able to say things that make me feel better right now.
Well, because ultimately there's not much going on, so I don't really want to be left on a sour
but
note.
The fact
like,
that,
oh, no.
But the fact that there are two things that fans could be immediately uneasy about and the off-season workouts have just begun,
mm-hmm.
I find it funny. It's like, we're so back.
So back.
We're so back, everyone. We are 100% back, baby.
We were never gone for long.
We were not gone for long, but damn it, we are back.
803-0550, the number to call. Give your thoughts on James Cook being the only player of the Bills not at OTAs and Joey Bosa having a calf injury that is expected to hold him out for the rest of the spring. Though when we come back, do want to give our thoughts on the Buffalo Bandits.
Zach went to Bandit Land.
We've had a very busy day. Haven't been able to touch on it. Do want to do that as they do three-peat. They take down the rush in dominant fashion. Want to give my thoughts on that after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.